Mexico's new president, Vicente Fox, is back home after a two-day swing through California. It was his first trip outside Mexico since his inauguration nearly 4 months ago, and he chose to visit the state with the largest Mexican immigrant population. At every step, he was accompanied by his host, California Governor Gray Davis, who was elected with overwhelming support from Latinos. NPR's Ina Jaffe reports.
Gray Davis promised to end what he called the politics of division when he ran for governor. The term was a reference to the anti-immigrant climate that some blamed on his predecessor, former Governor Pete Wilson, and Wilson's support for Proposition 187. The initiative denied services to illegal immigrants, but it enraged Mexicans on both sides of the border. In Los Angeles yesterday, as Davis introduced Vicente Fox to a meeting of the Town Hall Public Affairs Forum, he declared that the relationship between California and Mexico has improved economically, politically, and emotionally.
We're making progress on all fronts. We are more than neighbors. We are partners. Somos más que vecinos. Somos compañeros.
Davis's new best compañero, Mexican President Vicente Fox, said that the border should be seen as a line joining California and Mexico, not dividing them. He did not repeat a previous and controversial call for opening the U.S.-Mexico border altogether. But he said that immigration must no longer be viewed as a problem.
We'll make sure that migration becomes an asset to both of our countries, that migration becomes an opportunity, and that migration will permit both of our countries to keep on growing our economies.
Fox unabashedly praised the contributions that Mexican immigrants have made to building California's economy into the sixth largest in the world. He called them heroes who took risks and worked hard in the United States while remembering Mexico in their hearts and with the billions of dollars they send home to relatives each year. In Fresno yesterday, he addressed thousands of cheering people at a morning rally. In Los Angeles in the afternoon, immigration was a major topic during an interview on television station KMEX, part of the Univision network.
Nuestra tarea, pues, es asegurar respeto a derechos humanos.
Fox said that there should be a way for Mexicans to work in the United States legally and with protection for their human rights. The co-sponsor of this broadcast couldn't agree more. That was the Service Employees International Union, the largest in the AFL-CIO. About a quarter of its 1.4 million members are immigrants, according to senior organizer Juan José Gutierrez.
We think that it is in the best interest of unions to organize the unorganized, even if at times, you know, we have to involve the undocumented person. We don't want them to remain undocumented, and therefore we think that it is best if their legal status becomes regularized, becomes normalized.
On the other hand, if there were more economic opportunity in Mexico, there'd be less pressure to migrate. So President Fox spent much time in the past 2 days selling his country as a great place to invest. One of his last stops yesterday was the opening of a new trade center in the Orange County city of Santa Ana. Raul Hinojosa is the director of UCLA's North American Integration and Development Center, which is providing technical assistance.
The idea of this trade center is to say NAFTA has to come down from the multinational corporations down to the small and medium enterprises. And a place like Santa Ana, which is now an 80% Latino community, 14,000 small businesses operate there, many of them wanting to trade with Mexico. This is the next generation of NAFTA benefits that could potentially come about.
Potential was what Vicente Fox's trip here was all about, the potential for greater safety and prosperity for Mexicans on both sides of the border. California and federal officials disagree with him about how that might be achieved, but Fox pledged to return to California every 6 months to ensure that potential is realized. Ina Jaffe, NPR News, Los Angeles.